Reborn. Carl stretched luxuriously. Tonight, for some unknown reason, he took his time getting up. He felt a bit disoriented, not an unbearable feeling, but not entirely comfortable either. Maybe because Gerlinde had left last night for Vienna, and he'd had the bed to himself, although that wasn't necessarily something desirable. He checked his cell phone, no message from her. Carl left his room and headed downstairs, sensing something, which added to his disorientation, making him cautious. It wasn't a mortal, he would have been able to smell a warm blood. And not an unknown of his kind, that scent, too, would have been pungent. It wasn't danger exactly, but he felt unnerved and walked faster, determined to find out the source of this odd energy. He found Michelle sitting at the kitchen table, his head resting in his hands. Right away, Carl noticed three large black trash bags on the kitchen counter, and it would not have taken a blood drinker to smell the dried blood. It was not fresh. In fact, if he had to categorize it, he would have called it recycled. There was another smell, also familiar, but not one he could instantly identify. Just then, Andre came up from his basement room and immediately went to the counter. "Don't open them, please," Michelle said. Michelle's skin and lips were pale, his eyes flat-looking, as if they were a picture of eyes painted onto his eyelids with darkness beneath. His shoulders slumped slightly, in exhaustion, or in defeat, Carl thought, though why that came to him he did not know. "What's going on, Michelle? What's in the bags?" Andre asked his son. "Something awful happened. It affects all of us." Instantly, Andre tore open one of the bags. "Dad! Papa!" Michelle sounded frantic and forlorn, his voice cracking. Carl attacked a second bag. As the plastic split open, a hand fell onto the floor, one they all recognized. Suddenly, he and Andre were tearing frantically at all the bags, and Carl could not believe what he was seeing.